Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tornado Drill. My name is Lainey, and I'm really excited to be with you today. The theme of today's show is fermentation. To me, the process of fermentation is all about patience and waiting and not rushing and letting things take their time. I've compiled some songs that don't necessarily have to do with fermentation itself, but one of the hardest times to be patient is when we're on hold. So I decided to make a playlist of my ideal hold music. Hold music that makes me feel like I could listen to it forever and just get lost in it. And time just passes really quickly when I'm listening to these songs. As always, thank you so much to KFAI and to all of you for listening. I hope you really enjoy the show. Thank you.
fermentation is when you put something in a sealed container and let it sit for a while. And I think it can be anywhere from like a couple days to a month. And some kind of bacteria that was already present inside the container, like yeast, or other bacterias, like whatever is in yogurt. And it breaks down the thing and turns it into something else that is sometimes more sour. Controlled rot, but it's actually not really that controlled because it's like, or maybe it is controlled. I don't know. Yeah, fermenting is when you let something sit on the counter for a while and then it tastes better afterwards. Okay.
Blow, blow them through the air, larger quest, I'm also fermenting this dream to be better at receiving the gifts from the source. And I got to stumble my way into that a little bit this summer, and I want to cultivate it more. But I don't think I can force my way into the methods of receiving. So I am thinking about kind of sealing that up, letting it marinate.
Another time, another place, maybe later. Oh, I'm gonna love you better, right, wrong, already. Right, wrong, already. If he's right, wrong, already, he stays on my mind. I could have told him that a man pays his own dues for his own trials and his own bed for his own woman. Right, wrong, already. Right, wrong, already. He stays on my mind. He stays.
Are you a patient person? I am not a patient person. I am noticing how in all areas of my life, when something doesn't happen immediately, I become quite worried that it's not going to happen at all. And so there's this sense of urgency to do the thing right away, have the conversation right away, and it's very hard for me to wait. And then that's usually connected to things that are happening to me personally, but when I work with kids, or when I'm outside, or when I'm with somebody else who's feeling really impatient, I have an easy time remaining calm and reminding them that there's no rush, that there's no urgency, that everything takes its own time, and just because something's not happening right now doesn't mean it'll never happen. And just because something is taking a little bit longer, it doesn't mean anything is wrong. And I'm so grateful to get to work with kids, because practicing patience with them, I think, reminds me to be patient with myself too. In the moments when I get frustrated and I get worried, when something isn't happening right away. I also think that it can come with some excitement. I get very easily excited, and some of the impatience is also an excitement to do whatever that thing is, and I love that about myself as well. I know it's something that we share together. Different kinds of impatience, but impatience nonetheless.
Thank you. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Cole Paluche, Friday, October 17th. Experimental saxophonist and synthesist Cole Paluche takes the Cedar stage with the latest release, Lands and Eternal. It's a sonic journey through landscapes of ambient jazz where listeners are invited to travel through the endless possibilities of sound. Opening the show is Molly Rabin. More information about Cole Paluche live at the Cedar Cultural Center is available at thecedar.org.
Thank you.
fairly patient because I'm used to constructing sculptures out of clay that need to dry slowly and need to fire slowly and kind of putting those things away. But when I need to put an emotional or mental process on pause, I do think there's the doubt that inevitably creeps in. There's the shame around the inactivity on the topic. I try my best to respond to that with redirecting to kind of a new initiation so that there's cyclical returns. There's always kind of something coming up out of the fermentation jar, if you will.
Shoot. Shoot. exchange for everything you give to me. Read my mind, you make me feel just fine when I think my peace of mind is out of reach. The scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can calm the stormy sea.
I think people often tell me I'm a patient person, and when they say this, they're almost always talking about my ability to deal with difficult people, or like what they might consider a difficult person. I don't know. I think I do have a high tolerance for difficult people, and I think that just stems from thinking, like understanding that, I don't know, life is really difficult, and that makes that makes people difficult. I don't know, is having the capacity to understand someone, is that patience or is that just understanding? Or I'm not sure if there's really a difference. Is your patience always going to be like, is that just compared to what one person finds frustrating? Like, how much of patience is singular and how much of it is comparative? Or is all of it like in relation to how other people interact with the world?
So hard, and now you just disregard the world.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been Tornado Drill with me, Lainey. Huge shout out to Comstock, Arista, and Elle for their contributions. Thank you so much to KFAI for giving me the opportunity, and so many other DJs the opportunity to do this show on Wednesdays. It's such a great place to make shows and content that really speak to our personalities and allow us to really be creative. I have big news, which is I will now have a show on Thursdays from 10 to noon, starting October 23rd, so definitely tune in for that. It'll be really similar to this show that I've done for a couple months, but 2 hours every week. I really hope that you can check it out. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. Take a minute, be patient with the things in your life, and yeah, I hope you can find some peace in the rest of your day.
Support for KFAI comes from the Hook and Ladder Theater and Lounge, presenting a double album release party from Kent Burnside and Mark Cameron, Friday, October 24th. First up is Kent Burnside, grandson of blues legend R.L. Burnside. Kent is continuing his grandpa's tradition with his first commercial album release, Hill Country Blood. Then, Mark Cameron takes the stage with his latest album, Blues Factory. More information about Kent Burnside and Mark Cameron's